in a moment, a couple more new releases, a couple more featured singles, and I'm afraid a very different chart this week. I'm not too sure whether I like it. I think we will grow to like it as we go along, though.
The Pi Silver Machine. A whole new age of technology and enjoyment. The Pi 1606 Silver Machine Music Center. 20 watts per channel, 3-speed record deck. Pi Silver Machine. Dolby cassette player. Pi Silver Machine. 3-waveband radio. Pi Silver Machine. Complete with 2 speakers for around £200. Incredible. The new Pi Silver Machine. You can rely on Pi.
Meanwhile, back in the pages of the Fun Day Mercury.
Ah, there you are, Robin. Where in Mercury?
I've just been taking a look around the rest of the newspaper, Batman. Holy tabloids, you should see the sport coverage.
Of course, Robin. The Sunday Mercury is the Midlands' own Sunday paper with the best regional sport reportage.
Blues are feeling a strong side. Archie Gemmell, Tony Towers.
Robin, your enthusiasm for local athletic pursuits does you credit, but we have an obligation.
But... oh, gee, shucks, Batman.
Robin, this is a family paper. Now let's get back to... what the...
the Blues are in trouble, Batman. Gemmell and Dillon are injured.
You play outside left, Robin. I'll go in defense.
Will the Caped Crusaders save Birmingham City? Whatever happens, superheroes will be in the Funday Mercury, the free comic with your very own Sunday Mercury.
Beacon Radio says it's great to live here.
And did you know that Staffordshire was the home of the Toby Jug? That's the jug fashioned in the shape of a man's head. Since the middle of the 17th century, when old Tom Toft began making big round decorated dishes at Bradwell Wood, the county has been famous for inventing new shapes and designs. In 1686, Wood of Burslem was delighting people with his famous Toby jugs, which caricatured people both famous and infamous.
£7.51 a Beacon, my Beacon with a new top 40. And the first hour, we look at our prime outsiders, our potential new entries, and also our featured singles in the coming week. And first off, in that set, you heard Alan Sherwin's featured single, which was a new entry to our playlist this week. And now it's being played more in Alan's programme in the afternoon between 2.30 and 6pm. The Naz, The Word. When I first heard that, when Mick Wright, who looks after our music, played it to me, I thought, it's unusual. And the more I hear it, the more my brain, small as it is, says, hit, 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 definitely. The Naz, The Word. And then we moved into a new single from Madness called Mistakes, which is one side I played. It's a double A side. The other side is One Step Beyond. Madness probably going to have a hit with that as we move into a new vogue of white reggae music, which is hitting our charts quite strongly at the moment. And a couple of those songs will be heard in our top 40. 5 new entries this week, some big changes towards the top end, and, middle of the road seems to be taking over. This week, anyway.
What's all that oohing and awing? Well, these good folks had the good sense to get themselves well stocked up with a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken for bonfire night. A buttery jack of potatoes, I see. Got them from Kentucky Fried Chicken, too. They're having a ball. Tuck into Kentucky Fried Chicken by the bucketful.
The new Top 40 on Beacon 303.
That's my featured single, Mike Baker of Beacon, and The Kid Runaway. It's a reissue from 1977 from the Rubettes. Very nice record. Won't be a chart hit, but it's just pleasant. It sounds remarkably like James Taylor's Handyman. Kid Runaway. Hey, Kid Runaway, right on! That sounds like someone else. 8:04 at Beacon, and we're very close to hitting our new top 40. There are 5 changes in our chart. 5 songs are gone, and 5 have joined us, obviously. Counterbalance. The records that have dropped out of our top 40 for this week, starting the 3rd of November, 1979, are Gloria Gaynor from 29 after 3 weeks, Let Me Know. From 31 after 3 weeks, Bob Marley and the Wailers, So Much Trouble in the World. From 32 after 3 weeks, Matumbi and Point of View. From 35 after 2 weeks, Plus 3, because it re-entered twice, The Jags, Back of My Hand, and from 39 after 12 weeks, The Bellamy Brothers, If I Said You Had a etc., etc., Our Longest Hold. This record is just on the verge of hitting our chart. A former featured single from Chris Thompson. It's going to be a big hit.
When you remember me,
Chris Thompson, if you remember me. And it's just at about 46 on the new Top 40 from Beacon for the week starting the 3rd of November, 1979. Well, that wraps up the Prime Breakers. I've got some very interesting new entries and some funny moves at the top of our new Top 40. Between now and 11 o'clock, we'll be finding out exactly what's happening. We have a new number one. This is Beacon Radio. It's 8 o'clock.
Beacon News, this is Richard Duncan. Violence has erupted during an anti-Ku Klux Klan march in the American city of Greensboro, North Carolina. At least four people are dead and many reported injured. Andrew Mandelstam reports.
The protesters, members of an extreme left-wing group, were marching through the city's center when two carloads of whites drew up and were pelted with rocks by the demonstrators. The occupants of the vehicles then shot at the crowd. Some of the protesters, who were armed, fired back. The exchange lasted for 2 minutes. When it was over, the streets were littered with the bodies of the dead and wounded. The cars sped off. The police arrested 12 suspects in connection with the shootings at the anti-KKK march.
There were three serious rescues off the coast of England and Scotland today, all ending without loss of life. Two freighters collided in the English Channel, and Royal Navy helicopters had to lift the crew of about 30 off one of the ships that was in danger of sinking. The six-man crew of a coaster that got into difficulties off the Shetland coast were rescued by a small fishing boat after drifting for 4 hours on a life raft. And six men were rescued by RAF helicopter and local fishing boat when their own fishing boat sank in heavy seas 60 miles off the northeast coast of Scotland. Helicopter co-pilot Flight Lieutenant David Simpson says the fishing boat sank soon after they arrived on the scene.
It was obvious that she was low in the water, and very shortly afterwards, after picking her up, in fact, she pitched up and began to sink.
Where were the men that you took on board?
The four men we picked up, we picked one from the water and three from one of the life rafts that they'd scrambled into after abandoning the ship.
What kind of state were they in?
Fortunately, quite reasonable. A little bit shocked, obviously, and quite wet and cold.
Eight bodies, each with a single bullet in the head, have been found in a restaurant in Italy. The restaurant, formerly called The Sewer, was the scene of a shooting last year when two men died. Police think the latest killings were part of an underworld feud. The bodies were discovered when a regular customer became puzzled because the blinds were drawn. Trade union chiefs have been meeting all day at TUC headquarters in London in a last-minute bid to settle a bitter union dispute which threatens 9,000 jobs in Scotland. Nick Peters reports.
The row is over who should man the brand new £100 million iron ore terminal at Hunterston in Scotland. It's lain idle since it was opened in June by the Queen Mother, because two unions claimed the right to the 60 jobs at the terminal. The unions involved are the Transport and General Workers and the Iron and Steel Trades Confederation. Unless they come to terms soon, the British Steel Corporation has threatened to suspend operations at the giant Ravenscroft steelmaking plant served by Hunterston, and that will threaten 9,000 jobs in the area. The corporations say it's scandalous that this dispute is being allowed to drag on at a cost of £800,000 a week to BSC's Scottish operations.
Two women have been taken to hospital after a road accident in Wellington, Shropshire. One of the women was driving back to a home in Oswestry along the Holyhead Road when she collided with a car travelling in the same direction trying to turn right. She was trapped for about half an hour and had to be released by firemen. She's been taken to the Royal Shrewsbury Hospital suffering from leg injuries. The driver of the other car was also injured, but it's not known how badly she's been hurt. Health Minister Dr. Gerard Vaughan has warned that large pay demands by hospital unions will result in patient suffering. Speaking at Brood during a visit to the West Midlands, he said there was only so much money in the kitty, and if the unions grabbed it all, there would be less and less to spend on patients.
Alan Fisher has been making a lot of very strong comments against our measures and threatening militant action later in the year. When they come to put in big pay claims this winter, which we think they're going to, that the public will realise that every 1% in wage increase is the equivalent of 3,000 kidney machines or 2,000 hospital beds or 80,000 patients through hospitals.
West Midlands weather, cloudy with rain showers tonight and windy with a minimum of 4 centigrade. The top story this hour, violence has erupted during an anti-Ku Klux Klan march in the American city of Greensboro, North Carolina. Beacon News, it's 8:05.
Every Saturday at 7, the new Top 40 from Beacon 303 with Mike Baker.
First and last man walked this earth, but only earth.
Where'd you go for your holidays? Where did you go?
All right.
Stratford, Bethnal Green, Fulham, Chelsea, East Anglia. It's all there. That is a very London song. Very, very much a big breakout in London. Became number one on Capital Radio, London's independent station's hit line, request line. But didn't do so well here in the West Midlands. The new top 40 from Beacon, 8-11, Mike Baker. 40, down from 23 after 3 weeks, The Stranglers, Nuclear Device. And then Song 39, down from 34 after only 2 weeks, The Cats UK, A Limited Airport. Right. Five new entries. The first of those was a big breaker last week, and it's a new song this week.
Rex Johnson's are extending their great old silver coins offer. Until Saturday, November 10th, Rex Johnson's are giving £6, perhaps more, for each £1 worth of pre-1947 silver coins, whatever their condition. Rex Johnson's always try to give that little bit more, whether it's sovereigns, gold or silver of any description, old pocket watches or jewellery. It doesn't matter if the watch or jewellery's broken. Rex Johnson's, until November 10th, giving at least £6 for each £1 worth of pre-1947 silver coins. Rex Johnson's are in Wolverhampton, at St John Street, the Manda Centre, and in Dudley, right by the Birdcage, Birdcage Walk, Churchill Precinct. Rex Johnson & Son.
I'd like to buy a hi-fi system.
Certainly, we've got a choice of 12 amplifiers, 25 pairs of speakers, 20 record decks. What do you want to spend, £300 or £3,000?
I'm not sure.
Or maybe
sure.
You'd like a music set.
Buying a hi-fi system can be confusing. What Hi-Fi magazine makes it easy with its unique reference section giving up-to-date information on over 2,000 units. What Hi-Fi's November issue features the new iWell micro-rack system and major budget amplifiers under £100. Choose the hi-fi that's right for you with November's What Hi-Fi magazine.
The new top 40 on Beacon 303. New entry.
Five new entries. New top 40 from Beacon. Two British songs, one European and two American songs. In our new top 40, five new entries, 16 records going out, two songs holding steady, 17 songs dropping, 26 British songs, 13 American songs, and one European song. And that was our prime breaker last week. It adds at 38, B.A. Robertson, who was responsible for producing a lot of the Cliff Richard album, Knocked It Off, or When You're Not a Star, Nobody Wants to Know You. And it's very true, I can assure you. 8:16 at Beacon 303, Mike Baker, the new top 40. Song 37 is a new entry. Have we got time for the long version? I'll just ask my 95 executive producers. Yes, we do. We'll be playing it in full because it's going to be a very big hit.
What's going on now, then?
Me, Tarzan. You, Gladys. Me and Sunday Mercury every week in free comic pullout called Funday Mercury.
Very interesting, I'm sure, but what about me clothesline? You've ruined all me sheets, not to mention me smalls, and landed right in amongst me lettuces.
Big shortage of creepers in West Midlands.
If I were you, I'd stay in the jungle.
Me in concrete jungle now. Me in Funday Mercury.
Well, just as long as you keep out of our...
You come with me now. I carry you off to my lair.
If you insist.
Will the female population of the West Midlands survive the arrival of Tarzan? How will the world's most famous cartoon heroes affect your leisure? To find out, buy your copy of the Midlands' own family newspaper, the Sunday Mercury, for your free Funday Mercury.
Susan Taylor flew to Spain. What for?
Young blokes.
The weather. Nice sandy beaches.
The sun.
Hot.
Enjoyment. Relaxation.
Susan Taylor flew to Spain. What for?
Nice beaches.
Good food.
Plenty of chips.
Spanish omelette.
Cheap lighters. Romances.
Bullfight.
Susan, what did you fly to Spain for?
Oh, nay. I went from Heathrow to Valencia for £74 return on a British Airways pound stretcher.
Entry.
Written by that very talented singer-songwriter, 25-year-old Paul Jabara. Donna Summer meets Barbara Streisand after the glove story. And enough is enough. No More Tears. In the West Midlands Top 40, that enters at 37. It's a strong contender for a future top five single. And there you heard the 12-inch mix. For a change, as we have a few of us in hand tonight. It's taken from the album released by Donna Summer in this country called On the Radio, Greatest Hits Volume 1 and Volume 2. It'll also appear on the forthcoming album by Barbara Streisand, released through CBS in this country, called Wet, which will be coming out in about 5 or 6 weeks' time. Direct add-on at 37, ahead of any other chart in the United Kingdom here in the West Midlands, and the top 40 from Beacon 303. Donna Summer and Barbara Streisand, the second of our five new entries.
Want to know where to find fantastic Axminster, Wilton and Tofted carpets? Look in the Red Book. Red Book carpets have a huge range of beautiful carpets, plain and patterned.
See them at J. Forrester & Sons, the complete house finishers for nearly 100 years, where service and personal attention really matter. We're opposite the church in Church Street, Bilston. J. Forrester & Sons, your personal furnishers.
Red Book carpets make your room look so much better. Red Book carpets.
Remember, remember the 5th of November and play safe on Bonfire Night.
Safety means remembering the firework code.
Keep fireworks in a closed box. Take them out one at a time and put the top back at once.
Follow the instructions on each firework carefully. Read them by torchlight, never a naked flame.
Light the end of the firework fuse at arm's length with a safety firework lighter or fuse wick.
Stand well back. Never return to a firework once lit. It may go off in your face.
Never throw fireworks and never put fireworks in your pocket.
Keep pets indoors. Play safe on Bonfire Night.
Never fool with fireworks.
The new Top 40 on Beacon 303.